Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey you, yeah you, come join our Discord. The Mixing Music Discord server is filled with tons of awesome information and people that can help you out and information that can help you grow your business and to help you improve your mixes. So come join us and find the invitation link at mixingmusicpodcast.com.
One, two, three.
Hello and welcome back to Mixing Music. I am your host DK, and today is a very special episode with a very special guest. We're going to have lots of fun on this episode. The friend, the master, the mastering engineer, the business guru, six-figure home studio, bounce butler, Chris Graham Mastering, Mr. Chris Graham himself. How are you doing?
I'm fabulous, D. How are you doing, man?
I am so, so good. This is a great day for anybody listening. This is actually the second time we're recording, because the first time we unfortunately had some technical difficulties.
It happens.
We love Pro Tools, right?
Oh, yeah. Man, I saw a meme the other day where someone had like somehow installed Pro Tools in their Tesla. And it was like on the screen. And I was like, oh, man, Pro Tools crashes. Just got way more intense.
Oh my goodness. So, so true. Anyway, we're here talking about a little bit more about efficiency, about the importance of creating time for your family. Like, we're not here to run a business just for the sake of running business. Yeah. Most of the time we're running a business so we can make our family happy, you know, so we can provide some sort of value to our outside of work life, right?
Totally, man. Well, and for us, it's kind of weird in the audio music industry. You've got, I want to do the type of work I love. I want to be able to do the other stuff that goes with that, like hang out with friends, family, etc. And then the third piece that's so complicated for us is I also want to be artistically fulfilled, you know? And that makes running an audio business tricky, because in a lot of businesses, it's like, oh, I have one goal, make money. It's so much easier to accomplish a goal when you only have one of them. But with us, man, there's so much to balance there of, you know, making good art, feeling artistically satisfied and fulfilled, while also not buying so much gear that you're, you know, up to your eyeballs in debt, that sort of thing. It's a tricky balance.
Absolutely, absolutely. One of the things that I talk about on the show is that gear is not always the best ROI.
It rarely is, I think.
Actually, I think your show, you talked about, at one point you even talked about this, you know, the few questions you should be asking yourself before you purchase anything, which was like, Is this going to make me money? You know, like,
yeah.
It was great. I've posted about it. It's really
man.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So I don't mean to cut you off, Chris, but I first shout out is you're a family man.
Yep.
You have your own Chris Graham Mastering website. You do the Six Figure Home Studio podcast, which if you're listening to this episode right now, you have no idea how many times I've mentioned the Six Figure Home Studio podcast on my show. Like, it is so good. If you want to make money from your business, if you're anywhere near serious about your career, you need to listen to this podcast no matter where you're at, whether
Thanks,
you're just
man.
Starting or whether you need to, you're getting on that next level, right? It's really awesome. So tell me, how do you make time for everything here?
Well, that's the question, and one I'm still wrestling with. So I have ADD, and I like to do lots of things, and I get distracted pretty easily. And, you know, one of the ways I would explain being able to have your hands on a lot of different projects and have a couple things that are going and that are, you know, successful is a fewfold. One, I've got a really great whiteboard. And if I write what I need to do that day on the whiteboard, it's pretty hard for me to do anything but what's on the whiteboard because I want to erase it. I want the satisfaction of like, that's right, I'm erasing it because I did a good job today. So that helps. But I think the ultimate thing, at least for me, was in 2009, you know, I had Chris Graham Mastering. He'd been running for about a year, was struggling a lot. Was struggling to keep up, was struggling to make, you know, barely any money. And something happened in 2010, in October 2010, that wrecked me. And it was that my wife had a baby. And when my son Joshua, he's 9 years old now, you know, he showed up, I'll never forget. I'm like kind of holding his head up, and they're like, the doctors are looking at him, and they're like kind of weighing him. And I spoke, and he turned around, and his eyes met with mine. And in that moment, it was this like, I must provide for this child. Like, it was a complete transformer moment. And I went from loser to aspiring badass, like in the blink of an eye. And it was this like, okay, well, I need to make this business work. I'm going to read business books. I'm going to be disciplined. I'm not going to let myself fall down these rabbit holes that are unproductive, that don't contribute to my bottom line. And fatherhood, man, completely changed me. And it focused me. It made me way more disciplined. And I think where that really started to manifest was when I started reading business books and trying to self-educate and figuring out, okay, here's how a small business is run and here's the things I need to pay attention to, like systems. That was a big one of like, create a system so that you're not pulling your hair out with every project, that you know you've got all the information you need before the project starts, and that you're not doing like silly minimum, like something you could hire anybody off the street and pay them minimum wage to do, like labeling files or moving files into a new folder or bouncing 10 files from the session that you've completed. You know, all this stuff is basically minimum wage work. And whatever your career is, whether it's audio or anything else, your income is made up of the average value of each minute that you spend on your work. And if you've got, okay, well, for 10 minutes, I did something that only I can do. You know, I'm making $100 an hour during these 10 minutes. But then I had 50 minutes of $7 per hour, you know, because it's all easy stuff. I could systemize this. I could train somebody.
Or you could get an intern from the street.
Yeah, or you could get an intern. Which I've got problems with the whole intern thing because it's like, you know, I tried to do that a few times. And generally speaking, it was like, hey, okay, you're going to come work for me. I'm going to spend a ton of time training you. You're going to help me a little bit, and then you're going to leave and maybe start a competing business with all the skills I just taught you. And I don't know, like the whole intern thing, especially like the unpaid intern thing, to me just doesn't make sense because there's no long-term incentive for them to stay on your team.
Yeah, and this is a whole nother conversation, but I totally agree with you. I really have what I call, I'm the oldest kid in my family, right?
Same.
I have the oldest kid syndrome is what I call it, which means that no shit gets done unless I do it.
Yeah, I hear you.
That's
there.
Just how I live my life, and it sometimes gets me in trouble, but it's, again, it goes back to what you're talking about, where this industry isn't super catering to people that are really like, it's not the best business or sector of work that is most effective with interns. Like a lot of the stuff that we have to do it ourselves. One of the most important things is becoming more effective.
Totally. Yeah. More effective, faster, making decisions more quickly. And I think like, man, I heard a story from one of my good friends one time where this is slightly off topic, but I think it's still a valuable story because it illustrates what we're talking about. But he had been working with a band, finished tracking, and then he sat down. It was like a 10-song record, and he edited all the drums. And he spent a week editing drums. The drummer wasn't particularly amazing. Edited all the drums, got the mixes going, you know, ended up sending all the mixes back to the client. And the client was like, I don't really like how polished the drums sound. Could you like put them back to how they were and, you know, undo all those edits? Boom, week of work, out the window.
Oh my goodness.
Goodness. It's one of these things of like, there could have been a system in place there of like, dude, edit one song, send that song, get the approval, and then use that as sort of a template moving forward. And it's just like, that's a perfect example of like, you don't want to throw away your time. Mm-hmm. You cannot run a successful business if you're constantly just trashing your time and not making any, like, so in that case, that dude spent over 40 hours and made $0 for that 40 hours that he put in. Just, it was just a systems issue. And it's funny, like in audio school, they don't really teach you a lot of this stuff. They don't really teach you about like how to run a business. And an audio degree is worthless without some business knowledge, for the most part. For a couple guys on planet Earth, it's not so worthless. But, yeah, you know, once you're, you know, 30 years old, you know, working at someone else's studio, there's a ceiling of how much money you can make there. And it's not a whole lot. You know, you need to grow into business ownership and entrepreneurship and finding your own clients.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And so I'm going to somehow segue into
the awkward segue.
What we're here to talk about, which is, and I have a lot more questions for you just in general.
Do it.
And that might be like another time, okay, but at least afterwards. But I really want to talk about one specific thing. I love people who are always, and ideas that are trying to give back to the community, the value that you always provide. Like, I think we really nowadays, more than ever, especially within the music industry, we live in a day and age where if you do not provide value first, you will not receive any value.
So true.
And
so
you
true.
Have done one of the greatest things for our industry right now, which helps with efficiency, which helps. And you have a story that you talked about last time, the first time we recorded this, about how you were able to actually eat dinner with your family
because of this
new service that you have, which, let me say, drum roll please, Bounce Butler.
Yeah, bro.
Can you tell us about Bounce Butler?
Okay, so the story with Bounce Butler is about a year after my son was born, business had started to grow. Business was doing all right. I was starting to make some money, and I think I'd hit like $40,000 a year in sales. And I was just ecstatic, but with that $40,000 a year in sales of mastering services came a lot of songs to master. And a lot of, I would do free samples. I still do free samples. But back then, you know, I was running a ton of ads. And, you know, for me to do, to have a day where I had to master 25 free samples and an album that someone had paid me for was not a crazy day. So, I don't miss that. But so what I would do is I would then bounce one at a time, 25 songs, and then bounce, you know, each of the songs on the album. And by the time like 8:30 p.m. had rolled around, I'd be done. And so it'd be like 9 to 8, you know, or something like that. The hours were just banana cakes. And I read a book called A 4-Hour Work Week. And this book,
oh, Tim Ferriss,
changed
Tim Ferriss.
My life, man. Absolutely rocked me. And he talked about the 80-20 rule. And the 80-20 rule is this idea that 80% of the good things that are happening in your life or in your business come from 20% of the things you do, and 80% of the stuff that makes you want to pull your hair out and punch through your computer monitor and speaker monitors comes from 20% of the stuff that you do. And I was like, dude, it's bouncing and uploading and downloading. I love mastering. I cannot stand having to spend so much of my time doing this, and it's miserable. It's exhausting because it's so lame. And so I walked away from reading just the chapter 5 in that book. I didn't have time to read the whole book, so I started with chapter 5. And that was about the 80-20 principle. And I was like, yo, I need to learn how to code. I need to automate all of the non-art administrative. Can I cuss on your show? Is that okay?
Oh, yeah. No, that's fine.
all the bullshit that you have to do in order to make art, I need to automate that because I can't afford to pay someone to do it. But I need automated systems. And so I started doing research and I learned about the Automator app that comes on for free on every Mac. I messed with that. It helped a little, but not that much. And then I learned about AppleScript and some other coding languages. And I started learning how to make really simple scripts. And then as I got better and better and better, I got pretty damn good at it. And I made my first version of Bounce Butler. And I had one of these days where I had like, I think it was like 23 songs I had finished that needed bounced. And I was all in the box. And I set Bounce Butler up and I walked upstairs and I sat there and I ate dinner with my family. And my computer was just like, cook, 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 bounce song number one, cook, 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 done, bounce song number two. And, you know, I don't remember if at this time I had added this feature or not, but now and shortly after this, when this story took place, I made it so that the app would text me when it was done and say, hey, you know, 24 files have been bounced. But cool. All right. I'm going to come back in and check them and make sure everything feels good. And then I'm going to send them to each of the clients. And I'll never forget walking up to dinner the first time and my studio continued to work for me while I was gone. And it was wow. just like, oh, this is great. This is the best. This is so cool. And here's the thing that really surprised me is I let this kind of happen. You know, I kept working in this way, kept kind of improving the app. And, you know, maybe a week or two later, I was on the phone with a client and I started like laughing at something I had said or he had said. And all of a sudden I was like, wow, I'm having a lot of fun talking to this client on the phone. And I would usually be really annoyed at like having to have a phone conversation. Like, just tell me what to, just send me the song, I'll master it. You know, like the grumpy mastering engineer personality that we all are so aware of. Uh-huh. And it was this moment of like, oh my gosh, because I automated the stuff that makes me miserable, I'm happier at work. And I'm like caring for my customers more. And I was blown away that I don't think I've ever improved as a mastering engineer more than after I removed the part of my job I hated.
Mm.
All of a sudden I was like showing up passionate, excited. And, you know, like I would leave work fulfilled rather than exhausted because I'd eliminated the stuff that I hated about my job. I'd automated it out. So to this day, that's what mastering looks like for me is I've got three responsibilities, phone calls, emails, and making art, taking someone's song and making it so that it gives people a few more goosebumps than they would have gotten if I hadn't mastered it. And so it's really fulfilling. It's fun. I look forward to mastering. And when I get done, I'm always like, ah, instead of, whew. So yeah. That all yeah. came from like, it was reading business books and figuring out like in any business, you want to get rid of the annoying shit. You want to automate it or you want to delegate it. And ideally you want to automate it and then delegate it, right?
That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
Not the opposite. So yeah, so I came out, fast forward years later, we were on the Six Figure Home Studio and somebody mentioned something that was somehow somewhat related. I don't remember who it was, but mentioned something that was sort of related to automation. And I mentioned, oh yeah, I made this app, Bounce Butler. It automates bouncing. I use it all the time. And then my inbox started to light up and people were like, can I have that app? Would you send that to me? And so it was the weirdest thing. Like it wasn't planned, but just people were like, dude, make me a copy of the app. And so I sat down and reworked the app from the ground up. And it's been in free beta for a long time, a couple months. We're getting ready to launch 1.0, which has so many more features. But the basic pitch here is if you are bouncing a bunch of stems or an entire album, or the clients ask for vocal ups, and you have, you know, 12 songs that you need to turn the vocals up 1D and dB and rebounce, you hand those session files to Bounce Butler, whether it's Pro Tools, Logic, Cubase, Studio One, Ableton is supported. We're always adding, you know, more features and more DAWs, but it's pretty much, if it's a popular DAW, we support it. And you give it all the sessions, you tell it to bounce, it takes over your computer as if it's an intern or, you know, an assistant. You walk away, it does the bouncing for you and texts you when you're done. And that's it. It's, you know, kind of a simple concept, but man, there are guys that have bounced hundreds of files using Bounce Butler. And a lot of them are like really high-end mix guys that are doing work for labels because the labels insist on the deliverable is also stems. So we want all the effects that you use, Master Bus included, bounced out for each stem, and you need to give us those once the mixing project is done. And if you're a mix engineer and you, okay, cool, I just finished an album of 12 songs. Well, congratulations. Mm-hmm. You now have hundreds of bounces that you need to make for each of these stems, especially if you're, you know, Pro Tools. And so my app helps you with that. It's like having a personal assistant. And it's designed to feel that way. I'm calling it an AI studio assistant. So it's kind of like an R2-D2 or a C-3PO, if you will, that can help you with the boring, sucky part of your job.
See, I think that is so amazing and so useful in so many ways. So I actually had the pleasure of using Bounce Butler and trying it out. And I can say it is really amazing. So very succinctly, in layman's terms, it's an app that is free that you can go download that you select the project. So what you'll have to do is when you open up a project, you'll have to highlight the area that you want it to bounce. So that way when it opens it, it'll open up the highlighted area and then it'll automatically start bouncing. So what you do is you select the project files and you can do save as and have a vocal up project file, whatever project files for different variations. And then it'll bounce, open up each individual session, bounce it, close it, open up the next session, bounce it, close it, and it'll text you when you're done. Like, it's amazing. Like, if you, in your workflow, like, if you can figure out a way to use it, then it is so efficient. It is so nice. It is so great because I'm not going to lie to you. A lot of the hassle that I have, like, exactly like you said, when I'm mixing down stuff and people want revisions, what doesn't bug me is their revisions. What does bug me is knowing that it's going to take a few minutes to bounce.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's a long enough time that it's really annoying.
It's interruptive.
It's a short, but it's a short enough time where most people just learn to live with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And once, if you're doing a lot of songs and you just need to bounce everything at once, that's potentially an hour. That's potentially 2 hours, depending on how many songs you have.
Yeah.
But that's even if it's just 10 minutes to 30 minutes, that's still 30 minutes. You could go to the gym and come back almost. Like,
yeah, man. Well, and that, I've been getting a lot of messages about that. People are like, dude, I went for a run today and Bounce Butler texted me. Oh. I had I don't know if you know Lid Shaw. You need to be friends with him. I'll introduce you to him at NAMM. But he does Recording Studio Rockstars podcast. He messaged me the other day and was like, dude, I just finished all my episodes for the quarter and Bounce Butler ran for 14 hours bouncing podcast episodes.
No, really?
Yeah. He was happy. He was very pumped. So yeah, man, like I'm excited about it and it's cool. I feel like my personal mission is bring freedom. That's like what I want my legacy to be. And this app it's at least a piece of that. So right now it's free. You can download it. We're still in testing. Eventually it will cost money but there will probably be a free version of it with limited features. At some point when we do finally decide to make it paid. But one thing I will add, right now it's just in Pro Tools. We've got like an experimental version of Bounce Butler. It's called Bounce Butler Beta. And it's got all our newest features. And probably by the time this episode comes out, Bounce Butler Beta, all the new features we've rolled out will be in the normal stable channel, if you will. And right now we just added a feature a couple days ago where in Pro Tools you can say, hey, between marker 998 and 999, that's where I want you to bounce. And you can set up markers and that's it. You don't have to, you know, save a selection or anything. So we're working on adding more features like that so that, you know, mastering engineers, if they're mastering more than one song in a session, can do that sort of stuff. So yeah, it's been going really good, but it's been a whole adventure. Writing a script that helps your studio run well is hard. Writing an application that uses those scripts that everybody on earth can use and is bug-free is a whole nother story.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. I understand that. wow. Yeah. No, it's true. And it's such a great service. And as of right now, it's free, or if you're listening to this much later, there might be a free version of it.
Yep.
So go check it out. is it bouncebutler.com?
Bouncebutler.com. Yep.
Bouncebutler.com. And there's tons of awesome reviews. And you may have seen, you know, people sharing stories about using it and how much it's changed their life. Like, it's really amazing.
Thanks, man.
Granted, like, it may not be for you, but if you can figure out a way to work it in, it's going to save you time, which saves you money, which makes you happier, which makes Chris Graham happier.
Heck yeah.
And that's what matters.
Yeah, man. You know, one of the things that I've been noticing is that a lot of hip hop mix engineers are using it. That's mm-hmm. like, by far, I get DMs all the time from like tons of like Grammy winning guys that are like, "Oh, dude, I'm using this, changed my life. Oh my gosh, I told Pensado about this," or whatever. And it's like, yes, this is great. But yeah, you know what a lot of guys are doing is they're using something called batching. Batching is a philosophy where you've probably heard of it, but it's this idea of like, well, if I have to mail 100 letters, you can either take the letter, fold it up, put it in the envelope, lick the envelope, close it, put a stamp on it, and then go to the next one. Or you can fold up 100 letters and then put 100 letters in envelopes and then lick 100 envelopes and then put 100 stamps on. And generally speaking, you're going to move a lot faster when you batch. And mm-hmm. so what a lot of guys are doing with Bounce Butler is they work all day long, and then, you know, 5 o'clock rolls around or whatever it happens to be, and they say, "I'm going home." They hand Bounce Butler a bunch of sessions, and Bounce Butler keeps working while they're on their commute home. A lot of other guys are doing this on their lunch break, you know, so they'll work throughout the morning, hand Bounce Butler a bunch of work to do, go out on their lunch break, come back, they got a bunch of bounces done, and they can move on to the rest of their work throughout the day. But the big thing, yeah, like if you're sitting in front of like your computer on Instagram watching it bounce, you're not making any money right then. Mm-hmm. And more importantly, you're not becoming a healthier human being. You're not like yep. becoming better at your craft. You're not becoming a better dad. You're not becoming a better husband, wife, what, fill in the blank. Like, you're just sitting there wasting time, man. And so that's why I made this app, is hopefully to create some freedom for people that they can use. We say this all the time on the podcast, to either do whatever they want or to work on their business, not for it. Freeing people up to be able to spend a little bit of time working on systems, making themselves more efficient, building something that'll give them the opportunity to grow. Love that. Obsessed with it.
That is amazing. And we'll close the episode with that. Thank you so much, Chris. Huge fan of your work with everything
Thanks,
you do.
Man.
I didn't mention it this episode, but the first time we recorded, I did mention Chris also, ChrisGrahamMastering.com. Chris does free samples, which means that he'll master a song for you.
Yep.
And if you'd like to pay for it because you think it sounds great, you can go ahead and pay for it. But you can hear what it sounds like with Chris Graham's mastering on it, and he does a great job.
Thanks, man.
You really, like, I think I briefly talked about it last time, but with the song that I sent you, not only did it sound better, but like, you glued it together.
Mm.
Something about, like, in comparison, like, when I listened to my mix, my bounce down by itself, it sounded great, I thought. You know, obviously, it's my own mix, fine. But when you brought it back, there was something about it that, obviously, you know, was a little bit more enhanced in the low end and the high end. But the big thing was that, for some reason, especially when you go back and forth, the band felt like we were playing together.
Mm.
Instead
oh, man.
Of, like, if there was a little bit less separation between everything. And it was juicy.
Juicy.
And it was
I love
amazing.
It.
It was awesome. So Chris Graham is the man. And you can find him, bouncebutler.com, chrisgrahammastering.com. And check out Six Figure Home Studio. Where can people find you? Do you have social media?
Yeah, I do. I don't do a ton of social media, but I'm on Instagram a lot. Chris_Graham, G-R-A-H-A-M, tends to be where I interact with people. But yeah, the other thing... I'm not going to give you guys my
What's your LinkedIn? What's your Blogspot? What's your
Well, the thing I've been loving, it's kind of weird. I wish it was easier to share, because you have to share your cell phone number to get like friends on this app. It's called Marco Polo.
And oh yeah.
Dude, Marco Polo. It's like it's asynchronous video messaging, which means like you send a video message to somebody without uploading or downloading anything, and then they send a video message back. It's like a video walkie-talkie that you don't have to do in real time. Sort of like a walkie-talkie. I'm obsessed with that app. So
really? That's cool.
Man, I spend most of my social media time talking one-on-one with people on
That's awesome.
That app. It's super dope. You should add me. I'm Marco Polo. I'll tell you my cell phone number later.
We might just do that. Anyway, check out bouncebeller.com. Thank you so much, Chris. Have a great day. Happy mixing. Stay saucy, fam.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
1, 2, 3.
This episode of Mixing Music with DK has been brought to you by LaunchPod Media. If you want to start a podcast, make sure to start it right with LaunchPod Media. Are you trying to find the perfect distribution platform to get your music on Spotify and Apple? I personally use and love DistroKid. Go to mixingmusicpodcast.com/DistroKid to get a small discount and get access to a platform with unlimited uploads for a yearly fee. Happy uploading and enjoy the show.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.